embrace of their families, and it is glorious.
This, Mr. Trump says, is a new chance for the Middle East.
It's the start of a grand concord and lasting harmony.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Donald Trump is the greatest friend that the state of Israel has ever had in the White House.
Trump went on to Egypt for a peace summit where 20 world leaders signed a declaration supporting his efforts to end the war in Gaza. White House correspondent Nancy Curtis was there.
Trump's 20-point peace plan that was the basis for this deal calls for the creation of a temporary international stabilization force to help secure border areas in Gaza. But it is still unclear which countries will contribute troops, how large the force will be, and how long its deployment will last.
President Trump's latest tariffs are going into effect. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger has the list.
There will be 10% tariffs on imported timber and lumber and 25% tariffs on upholstered wooden furniture products and kitchen cabinets. Tariffs will go even higher on furniture products. They'll go to 30% at the start of next year, and cabinets will rise to 50%. That's according to an executive order.
An evacuation effort is in effect through Wednesday morning for parts of Southern California affected by wildfires. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson tells us the problem is rain and mud.
We are watching a new storm system that is going to be bringing the potential for mudslides to portions of California, particularly in Southern California. We're looking at some flash flood concerns along some of the burn-scarred areas in Southern California.
Alaska state troopers report search and rescue efforts continued in western coastal areas hit by severe flooding. They say there are no missing people. They rescued 51 people and recovered the body of a deceased woman. A small airplane crashed onto Interstate 195 in Massachusetts, killing both people on board. CBS News Boston reporter Louisa Miller went to the scene.
You can see a crumpled pile of metal. Police say that was a single-engine fixed-wing plane that crashed. Further in front of it, there is a car that clearly swerved into the median. Right now, it's not entirely clear how the car was impacted by the crash, whether it was hit by the aircraft or otherwise crashed by itself.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Mike, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Evelyn. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Mike, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Mike? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cashback for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes. I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SHARE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
There's a new warning about microplastics getting into our bodies.
A new study confirms the biggest avenue for micro and nanoplastics to get into human bodies is exposure to heat. Scientists at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln found the effect strongest in plastics that are older and degraded. Still, they say no matter the age, some contain lumps and bumps that cause polymer chains to break into smaller pieces when they're blasted with heat. Researchers aren't sure of the effects on the human body, but mice exposed to high amounts of micro and nanoplastics have shown signs of Alzheimer's and dementia. They've also been linked to higher risk of stroke, heart disease, and deaths in rodents. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A California engineer and gardening enthusiast took top prize at the 52nd World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off in Northern California's Half Moon Bay. Brandon Dawson clinched victory with a pumpkin weighing 2,346 pounds. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny and a high around 65. Showers are likely tonight, lows in the mid-50s, and it will be breezy. For Wednesday, slight chance of rain, a high around 61. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny Thursday, 65. Currently, 53 degrees.
before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you, I'd spend my whole life with you. 'Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. Thank you, baby.
Fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
California. my baby. It starts to rain, it begins to pour. Without an umbrella, we're soaked to the skin. I feel a shiver run up my spine. I feel the warmth of her hand in mine. Ooh, I hear laughter in the rain, walking hand in hand with the one I love. Ooh, how I love the rainy days and the happy way I feel inside.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Thank you.
Your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams, too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers, too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station. W-R-J-N.
To you, I don't care too much for money. Money can't buy me love, can't buy me love.
satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Now buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
W-R-J-N. Yeah.
bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. There's so many times I've let you down, so many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. Go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say.
I was feeling
get easier. Ooh, child, things would get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things would get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Be brighter.
Updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report started at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Dancing with the music.
on Jane Brown, y'all. He's a king of the pole, y'all. He's a king of the pole, y'all. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you like the music? That sweet soul music. Just call me the swing it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to get the feeling. I got to get the feeling. Do you like good music? That sweet soul music.
She gets to know you.
WZTI
CBS
Greenfield.
News Brief. President Trump is back at the White House after a victorious trip to the Middle East to sign a peace agreement for Gaza, witness the return of 20 living hostages, and release of almost 2,000 Palestinian prisoners. About the second phase of peace talks, he spoke on Air Force One.
A lot of people like the one-state solution. Some people like the two-state solutions. We'll have to see. I haven't commented on that.
At least one death blamed on a nor'easter that blasted states from South Carolina on up the east coast of Massachusetts. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
We've still got gusty winds that actually may last the next several days, and we could see at least moderate flooding for the next several high tide cycles. But in terms of the worst impacts, we are certainly past those.
Day 14 of the government shutdown in Ivy Parksdale at a real estate agency in Kentucky says federal home loans are harder to come by.
Just because they don't have the people, you know, they've gotten backed up, taking longer to process loans and things like that.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.